off the ball.
GAA.
So you know in earlier what you can do. So once you're the best version, if you've won and if you've kind of continued to win over that period of time, what have you done to get yourself to that area?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Okay, Andrew, obviously a huge win for the 20s at the weekend. What did that feel like and were you guys able to celebrate as a team afterwards?
Felt great. We celebrated on pitch, you know, and we said it was a really special night and we recognised that there and then. And with a lot of family around, I didn't want to speak for too long because I wanted the players to go enjoy it with their families and soak it in. And then after that, it was pretty much your usual after-match affair. We had a bit of a meal back to our hotel. We were staying in Bristol, so we had a little bit of a drive back, good crack on the bus, a few sing-songs, and then back to our team hotel. And it was very quiet night, had a little bit of food. Management had a couple of drinks, but that was about the height of it. And then players went home then after that. And I'm sure, without my knowledge, they probably went out and had a really, really good time, which is fair enough. Again, they deserve it. Pretty much back to business then, and you're looking forward to Wales on Saturday week.
14-7 at halftime and then obviously a huge second half. There's been talk of a kind of almost emotional speech from yourself at halftime saying things like, you know, nothing but a win is good enough here. What were you aiming with that speech and I suppose what reaction did you get out of the players?
We went hard emotionally all week. We didn't think we were there against Italy and we knew there was more in us. So we really wanted to go after the emotional side of things. So Seamus Toomey, who is brilliant at that, he would have spoken to or would have spoke to the forwards in the warm-up before the match. And then at halftime again, we felt we had to go back at the emotion bit and not let that energy die down. That we felt we were well in the game. We felt we were executing from just a technical and tactical perspective, which was brilliant, which we hadn't had before as well. But going after it and saying that exactly that, what I mentioned, that a win was the only thing that mattered because we knew we had to get a win and we knew it was within us. And for the lads to have belief in themselves and know that they could get the win and then just go out and do it in the second half as they did, it was so pleasing.
I wonder, we heard Andy Farrell after the game talk about the kind of inspiration of your game for them to go out the next day. And we've just heard Tadhg Byrne say it as well, that the 20s really inspired them. How nice is that for your players to hear from kind of senior coaches and senior players?
It's really lovely, I must say. And we just had our training session here and he said the exact same thing to the players in person, which was massive from there for their point of view to hear Andy Farrell say that and to say that what we did on Friday night had an impact of how they went in on Saturday and performed and them getting the win as well. It's massive. And for myself and the coaches and the management team, it's also a nice bit of praise to say, you know, what we're doing is good as well and we're going in the right direction. And funny thing, what I said to the players is they should lap that up and you know, they deserve to get that praise as well. And would not get too ahead of themselves. And obviously there's a lot still to come.
Yeah. Can you talk to me a little bit about, there's only four players, I think it is, who were consistent from in last year's squad and this year's squad. So as a coach, you have a huge job of getting people to grips with each other really quickly. How challenging is that? And do you feel like it's kind of clicked now a little bit with that England performance?
It is challenging because you have a limited number of camps. We start back in October. The camps themselves are quite short relative to what the seniors might get. So you're trying to condense a huge amount of training, huge amount of information into a short period of time. It takes time to get performances out. It takes time for lads to click and gel together. And you can see that if you're just looking at the snapshot of the Six Nations. Not quite there against France. We lose by 29 points. Getting there a little bit better and we get the win against Italy, even though there was a huge room for improvement there. Better again against England and we get the win over in Bath. So it's these things take time and recognizing that, even from our own point of view as management, but the players recognizing that themselves and not getting down on themselves. And hopefully you just continue that growth and continue that upward trend and continue to refine and get better. And that's the ultimate goal.
How important is the 20s tournament for getting eyeballs on young players, I suppose for themselves and their development, that they can show what they can do?
You mentioned development there. It is about development, but it's also about performance. So these lads go through an 18 cycle, a 19 cycle, a 20 cycle, and then hopefully they go on to academies and they go on to professional careers. The 18s and the 19 cycle is very much about development. When you get to the 20s level and you have a Six Nations and a World Cup, it becomes more into the performance realm. So for lads to experience that, experience what a Six Nations is like, experience what a World Cup is like, experience what media attention is like, because that does come as well when you move on into professional rugby, and hopefully when they get to international rugby, that media attention is amplified even more. It's all a package of trying to get these lads used to what a career in professional rugby might look like.
Yeah, amazing. Just lastly then, can't not ask about Josh Neal coming in. A try in every game of this championship so far, I think. He's obviously relatively new to a lot of Irish fans, only starting, I think, in January with Leinster. What is he like to have on the pitch as a weapon?
First of all, I go off the pitch. He's a great fella. He's a great, humble young fella who's still actually under 19. So he's 18 years old. You forget how young he is. You forget, and he'll be the first to admit, how much development he still has to go. But what we've seen from him so far is hugely encouraging. Hugely encouraging for Leinster, hugely encouraging for me as an Irish under 20 coach, and what might come for Ireland in the future as well. I think one of the big things for him is just continue to focus on that and on his rugby, because, as I said, he's getting a lot of media attention, and rightfully so. You know, rightfully so, because of the performance he's put in. But still, we know he's young. He has a huge amount of work to do. He recognises that. But to have him on the pitch, and to answer your original question, yeah, he is a weapon. Like, he's so good around the line-out, so good around defensively. He's so good on the edge and attack as well. So he is someone that you look into in the future as well, and you go, this fella has an all-around package. So it's hugely encouraging for Irish rugby in general.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and best of luck for the rest of the tournament.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Hi, Sammy. What an amazing win at the weekend. How did you guys celebrate as a team?
It was great. Yeah, it was awesome to get the win. We were actually just back in the hotel, and I think we had a bit of pizza laid enough, and then we all kind of head to bed, because I think it was all about kind of recovering and getting ready to come into this week.
So there was no secret celebrations that the coaches didn't know about?
No, there wasn't, no.
How has it been, this Six Nations campaign as a whole, in terms of a step up in kind of professionalism development for all of the young lads?
It's been pretty surreal. Like, I think you get the opportunity to play in, you know, in front of big crowds, but I mean, to do that with the lads and play with your mates as you go up the age grade system is pretty cool as well. So I suppose it is a big step up, but you're almost going with your friends as well, so that kind of helps out a little bit.
Yeah, the England game in particular, 14-7 14-7 down at half time. I was just talking to your coach there about the kind of speech he gave at half time, talking about how nothing but a win is good enough here. How did that inspire you guys into the second half performance that we saw?
Well, I think he was just 100% spot on. Like, that's the way it was. That's the way we felt as a group, I think, leading on from obviously Italy, where we'd gotten the win, but there was frustration in our performance. So we knew going into England, like, we'd spoken a lot as a group, but I think speaking all the way at that point just wasn't enough. Like, we had to perform. Do you know what I mean? We had to kind of back up what we were saying. That was the kind of main message we had been told during the week. And at halftime, I think, you know, Brownie kind of reinforced that with that statement. So it was brilliant.
And Andy Farrell as well, saying after the game in Twickenham that you guys really inspired them to their win as well. What did that mean for you guys as players to hear?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was awesome. Like, obviously we look up to the senior team so much, and what they do and how they play even today, the level they play at is just like astonishing. So I think to hear that from someone like Andy was unbelievable.
Being in here today then, in amongst the senior players, was there anyone you came in with like, I want to pick their brain, see what they do and kind of really have a chat with them?
Well, I think obviously, you know, being in my position, like Furlong and Clarkson and Beelum, kind of just seeing what they're doing, especially around the scrum. Like, I was having a good chat with you know, Furlong, Jeremy Lockman, Clarkson, just kind of understanding their perspective on things and around the scrum and any advice they had, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Is there anyone you're trying to kind of model your game on? Doesn't have to be a current player, a foreign player, or are you doing your own thing?
I suppose a bit of both. Like, I'm a big believer, like no, you know, I wouldn't know everything, so you're always
Sorry,
trying to
one second. That was very loud. Sorry.
No, we're just trying to absorb as much as I can. Like, that's the main thing. Like, I just want to learn, and I'm really curious. So just getting even to chat to the likes of, you know, Furlong, Beelum, Lachman, Clarkson, like, that's just so vital to me in the way hopefully I can progress. So
you're in amongst the Leinster setup, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you do much kind of live, maybe scrummaging or that kind of thing with those senior players in the Leinster kind of area?
I think we've been lucky enough to have a couple of cracks with the academy guys, but I haven't got the opportunity yet to go up the seniors. But I mean, hopefully down the line, maybe get the opportunity. We'll just have to wait and see.
And this tournament then, how much importance do you place on it in terms of kind of getting your name out there and getting eyeballs on you and your team, but in terms of what you guys can do?
I think like as a group, like it's just all about the next goal. Do you know what I mean? So the next job and kind of pushing towards that, like especially off the back of England, like it was obviously unbelievable, but now we're all just focused on Wales. So I suppose as a group, like our collective mindset is just the next job is the most important job. So that's kind of way we've been kind of pushing that within the group recently, especially as well. So.
And as a captain, have you been enjoying kind of the experience of captaining and, oh my God, I can't speak, captaining? And who would you take after, do you reckon?
I suppose I'd obviously look up to Kaelin as well. Like he's leading the senior team so well and he's such a great captain. So he'd be someone I'd like to look up to in the way he speaks to refs and the way he can kind of help the team reset and get ready to go again. And yeah, probably be him, yeah.
And have you been enjoying it, the three games so far?
Yeah, I've been loving it. Yeah, it's awesome. It's a massive privilege, massive honour. Obviously, it has its highs and lows. You know, France was difficult and it was tough, but then you get to England and it's unbelievable. So it's loving the journey.
I know you said you don't look too far into the future, but what would be your aims maybe for this year, maybe after the Six Nations? What are your kind of biggest goals going forward?
It's just to see how far you can take it, isn't it? Like that's kind of the main thing, and just keep working as hard as you can, keep trying to get the most out of yourself, and that's all you can really ask for.
Amazing. Well, best of luck for the rest of the tournament.
Thank you very much.
Rugby on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.